Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It's the weekend before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is one of my absolute favorite holidays. I just love it. And I know that all of us in this room know that story about the first Thanksgiving, that it was the celebration between the natives and the pilgrims in celebration of surviving their first long, hard winter. And so they came together in celebration and had a meal together and celebrated. In fact, I understand that it really went on for days. It wasn't just one day. That feast and that sharing and that being together and eating. And so today, we still do that. We have that traditional dinner. We ate the turkey like they did and ate the yams and the sweet potatoes and the pumpkin and the potatoes just like the things that they ate. And that has kind of become our tradition of what we do in this country in celebration of that. And I love all of that. And if you didn't know, we are actually having our Thanksgiving potluck today. That's going to be at David and Barbara Conant's house. And if you didn't plan on coming, you are absolutely invited and welcome to come and join us today. It's a really good time. And really, although I love all of that, none of that has anything to do with why it's my favorite holiday. Thanksgiving is really my favorite holiday because it is a celebration of all the good that we have in our lives. Because it is about being in gratitude and being in thanksgiving for that amazing abundance that we have in our lives. It's about reveling in that and celebrating that and acknowledging that. And one of the things that I love to do at Thanksgiving dinner that we always do when we have it is to have people go around the table and share things that they are grateful for that they have in their life. And I love that part of Thanksgiving dinner. And I know I've been looking around for ideas this year, and one idea that I saw that I really loved was the person had put a paper tablecloth out, and next to each person's place setting, it said, things that I'm grateful for, and had the numbers 1 through 5. So every person could write down next to their table, next to where they were sitting, the things that they were grateful for. And I saw ideas of a gratitude tree where you fill out what you're grateful for, and you hang them on the tree. And often we have had at Thanksgiving people write down things that they're grateful for and then read them and share that with the people at the table. And one of my all-time favorites was one year we had people share with the other people in the room whom they were grateful to in that room and why they were grateful to that person. And needless to say, every single person had tears in their eyes and got really choked up when they were sharing with those other people how much they meant to them. And witnessing the people say it to each other got everybody choked up. And so I was going to share with you a little story that I read this week, and it says this. Imagine this scene. A man of around 35 has been to a men's movement weekend. While away, he realizes that he never told his father that he loves him. So he decided when he gets home, he'll do it. He gets home, picks up the phone, and calls his dad. His dad answers the phone. Hi, Dad, it's me. He says, hi, son, I'll get your mother. No, don't get Mom. I want to talk to you. Then there's a pause, and he says, why? Do you need money? No, Dad, I've just been remembering a lot about you. Dad, and the things that you did for me, working all those years to put me through college, supporting us. My life is going well now, and it's because of what you did. You got me started. I just thought about it and realized I never really said thanks. Silence on the other end of the phone. The son continues, I want to tell you thanks and that I love you. Son, you've been drinking? Because seriously, how often do we not say those things that are really in our hearts? How often do we not get in touch with how grateful we are for the tremendous amount of blessings that we have in our lives? But when we share those things with each other, it does. It brings tears to our eyes. It chokes us up. It touches our hearts when we share the tremendous gratitude that we have in our lives for our loved ones and for our family and for each other, the people that are in the room, our gratitude for the opportunities that we have in our lives, for the things that we've learned, for our health, for our children, those things that so often in our busyness we just overlook or take for granted. reminds me, that choking up and that feeling, that reminds me of a song that I love by Joan Baez. And she says, "It takes me down to the place where my soul longs to be." Our souls long to be in that feeling of gratitude, in that feeling of a recognition for all the good that we have in our lives. That takes us to the place where we remember all of the good that's at hand, where we remember how much we love each other and how we live in each other's hearts, even when we're not together, and how we have home in those people's hearts. It reminds us that we live in the kingdom of good now. Like Ray read in his reading, that kingdom of good that is right where we are, that is within us and all around us, that we live in that all of the time. And so the title of my talk today is Come to the Table. And I'm talking about how our gratitude invites us to that table that is already laden with so many wonderful blessings. We're there already, but it takes us to recognizing that, our gratitude does. And so Eric Butterworth, who is a favorite writer of mine, says, "Thanksgiving is more than a response to what is happening. It is a celebration of truth. It's a celebration of the truth of the abundance that is already there. It's kind of as if our heart is encased in this little glass shell, and our gratitude cracks that glass open so that our gratitude leaks out, our gratefulness leaks out and fills our bodies, and then it spreads out to fill our lives, kind of like warm golden honey. And then as that spreads out, that warm golden honey, everything becomes sweeter in our lives. It's an amazing thing. And I recognize and realize that we all have positive things and negative things in our lives. That we all have things that we prefer and things that we would not prefer to be going through or to be having in our lives. But being in thanksgiving for the gratitude, being in gratitude for the good that we have in our lives, for all of those blessings, shifts our perspective. It shifts our perspective from what isn't working to what is working. It opens our eyes to witness the amazing good that we already have, the opulence of good, that we forget that we have in our lives when we're focused on what isn't working and what we don't like. There's an ancient proverb that says, "A donkey may carry a precious load of sandalwood on its back and never know its fragrance, only its weight." When we're focused on those things we don't like, is all we feel is the weight of life. When we're focused on our gratitude and those blessings, we smell the sweet fragrance of life. So it shifts our experience. But in order to have that experience of an open, flowing, overflowing heart and overflowing life, we have to shift our perspective. We have to recognize that even in the midst of the challenges, even in the midst of the difficulties in our lives, that there is still an abundance of good. There are an abundance of blessings right where we are, and that we have so much to be grateful for. Shifting our perspective lightens that load and brings a sweetness to life that it otherwise doesn't have. The truth is, you cannot experience two opposing emotions or two opposing thoughts at the same time. So when we shift our focus to gratitude, to the blessings, to thanksgiving, it shifts our experience from struggle and difficulty to an experience of joy. It happens automatically. Eric Butterworth says, "Thanksgiving keeps you in an awareness of the divine flow. It takes us to that awareness that we are always in that divine flow and good is always right where we are." And so I have a second story to share with you, and this is a father's letter. It says, "Paul Brand is a brilliant medical doctor who did pioneering work in the treatment of leprosy. He has received the Albert Lasker Award, been made a commander of the Order of the British Empire by the Queen, served as the only Westerner on the Mahatma Gandhi Foundation, and had medical procedures named after him. Brand grew up in India, where his parents were missionaries. At the age of 9, he was sent to boarding school in England. 5 years later, while a 14-year-old student there, he received a telegram informing him that his beloved father had died of Blackwater fever. Brand cherished fond memories of his father, a man who had a great love for people and a great love for the natural world around him. A short time after he received news of his father's death, Brand received a letter from his father. It had been posted prior to his father's death, but took some time to reach Brand as it came by ship. Its words impacted deeply upon the young son. Paul's father described the hills around their home and then finished with these words: God means us to delight in this world. It isn't necessary to know botany or zoology or biology in order to enjoy the manifold nature of life. Just observe and remember and compare and always be looking to God in thankfulness and in worship for having placed you in such a delightful corner of the universe. What a delightful corner of the universe we are all living in. This delightful corner of this world here. In our gratitude, it brings our attention to the outpouring of the divine as that good in our life. It reminds us that we live in this unending good. It reminds us that we live in that flow. And so, as spiritual beings, we have a need then to feel our gratitude. We have a need to revel in the blessings of our life. We have a need to recognize and acknowledge and be in that energy of how grateful we are. We have a need because it reminds us that we live in that field of infinite good. Because it reminds us that the nature of that infinite one is to express itself and unfold itself as a boundless, endless flow of good. It reminds us that we are now in that presence, now in that kingdom, now in that one that we can never be separate from, that one that we can never be apart from, that one whose activity is love, that we can never be separate from the love that God is. It reminds us that we live in grace. When we are in gratitude, we align our thinking and our heart with the heart of the divine. And it becomes like lining up a bottle and a funnel. We line ourselves up in our gratitude and in our open-heartedness so that more good can even flow into our lives. Because our vibration then matches, so we draw that more good to us. When we focus on what we have, our hearts swell and our bodies vibrate with joy. Those feelings of opulence bring more opulence to us. In Matthew 13:12, it says, "For whomsoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath." It's talking about the law of attraction. It's talking about when we are in that vibration of gratitude, we draw more good to us. And when we are not in that vibration, the more good cannot come to us because we aren't matching it. And did you know that you can actually feel gratitude without even having something specific to feel grateful for? We can just feel gratitude by welling up those feelings within ourselves without anything specific to be grateful for. And so I invite you to try it. Close your eyes right now and just feel grateful. Just feel grateful. Refrain from turning outside and looking for things. Just feel the fullness of your gratitude. gratitude is not just a reactionary emotion. It is a causative energy that we can stir up inside of ourselves. And so let gratitude just well up in your heart. And allow that gratitude to move out from your heart and just to fill your body. How blessed we are. Allow that gratitude to fill your whole being. And now take your awareness and shine the light of your awareness on your life, on the specific things for which you are grateful. The abundance of love that we have in our lives. And for those specific people in your life that you love and that love you. And shine the light of your awareness on the blessings of friendship. And on your specific friends. And gratitude for home. And all that home represents to you. And all the things that you love about home. Feel your gratitude for that. For comfort and for safety. And shine your light on the gratitude that you have for the opportunities that you have in your life. And your gratitude for the spiritual path that you're walking. And for your growth, even just in this last year. And I invite you to open your eyes. And what I'd like to do is to ask you if you will share with us something you're grateful for to let us celebrate with you the good that's in your life and to witness how blessed you are and the blessings that you have. And so who will share something they're grateful for? So many things. One, to be your minister here. I'm so grateful for this community, and I am so grateful to have words of insight and words of wisdom to assist people on their paths, and so blessed to get to support all of you. So thank you. And so I invite you to join me in a prayer as we close this portion of the service. Oh my goodness, how grateful I am to be in this place of recognition. To be answering this soul call, to be in this place of remembering, in this place of gratitude, in this place of reveling in the fact that, yes, indeed, the kingdom of good is right where we stand, and how blessed we are. And so I recognize that, yes, that one infinite presence of love, intelligence, peace, joy, good without bound is everywhere present. That we walk in this presence in everything we do, everywhere we go. That it is everywhere. It is the one that is expressing itself as everything. And so I know that each and every single one of us in this room, that we are one with that presence, for we are living its life. We are here as individualized expressions of it, here as emanations of love and of good and of joy and of blessing and of grace. And so we bring that with us everywhere we go in everything we do. And as we do that, we touch the world with this presence of kindness and of care and of inclusion and equality and oneness, the oneness of this human family. How blessed we are to be walking this path. How blessed we are to be living this life. How blessed we are to recognize all the good that is here. And so I know that not only is that presence right where we are, but it is where every single person in this entire universe is. That we are each walking in and with and as this presence. And that right now it is unfolding itself through all of us as a healing across this planet. As a healing and a coming together and a unity in this country. That it is unfolding as good right now through our political system and through our policymakers and the decision makers, that the good of God is unfolding itself now in their hearts and in their minds, creating truly a world that works for everyone. And so we stand in this faith and we stand in this knowing and we call this forth today. What a blessing it is to be a part of this. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release these words into that perfect law of action, that law of divine order. And I rest in this truth, and I accept it as so, and I say thank you, God, for all of this. And so it is. Amen.